It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview right here on Castle Country Radio. And joining us in the studio today, we have Morgan Jacobson. He is the Conservation Outreach Manager with the Division of Wildlife Resources. Always a pleasure to get you in, Morgan. Thank you again for stopping by.
Thanks for having me, Jordan.
Hey, it's a fun time of the year. I know you and I have been talking about this for a while now. As the weather gets a little bit nicer, people continue to take advantage of what we have available to us here in our own backyard. And today we're going to talk about boating, specifically at Lake Powell, right?
That's right. We just had Memorial Day weekend, and it was a busy weekend at Lake Powell. The fishing's been phenomenal there. People are catching tons of walleye and just having a good time boating down there. So probably most people know, Lake Powell does have a quagga mussel infestation. And so there's just a few steps that we need to take to make sure that those mussels don't spread to other waters in Utah.
This is a pretty serious problem, isn't it?
It is. Quagga mussels are pretty pernicious pests in this water. So they reproduce very rapidly. They clog up water infrastructure. They kind of choke out fisheries and other ecosystems. So we really want to keep these from spreading to other waters in Utah.
Now, it's not just boats. I mean, we're talking about jet skis, canoes, paddle boards, float tubes, pretty much everything. These rules apply to every specific type of watercraft.
That's right. So anything that touches the water, anything that gets in the water at Lake Powell has to be inspected at our inspection station. So if you're going down to Lake Powell, if you're going through the Bullfrog Marina, there's a few steps that everybody needs to take to make sure that these mussels don't spread to other waters. So whatever type of watercraft you're using, you need to stop through our inspection station at the Lot D parking lot in Bullfrog. Our technicians will kind of go through an inspection with you. They'll have you fill out some paperwork and do an interview with you to find out how long you've been at Lake Powell, where your next destination is going to be, and how long it'll be before you put in at another water. Utah has some required dry times, and these dry times are designated so that if you plan on going to another water, if you meet this dry time, you don't have to go through such a lengthy inspection. It kind of kills those quagga mussels that are in there. So in Utah during the summer, your dry time is 7 days after boating at Lake Powell before you can put in at another station. If you plan on hitting another water before that time, we'll put you through a decontamination process, and that's free at our station. Basically, we just clean your watercraft with hot water, and then as always, the motto is clean, drain, and dry. You know, we've all heard that before. If after boating, it's important to clean your boat, drain it all the way, and make sure that it's dry before you put in at another water. And then one new rule for this year is that we're asking boaters to pull the drain plugs out of their boats before they take off, so that while they're traveling, all that water can drain out. And then once you pass our inspection station, we'll give you some paperwork to show that you did go through that. And then we'll put a seal on your boat and your trailer to show that that you passed that inspection. So if law enforcement asks for it, you can provide that information and show that you're following the rules.
All in all, I think it sounds like a larger process than it actually is, right? I mean, to get checked in and to make sure that you're passing the inspections.
Yeah, sometimes, especially during busy weekends like Memorial Day, we do have a lot of boaters that come through. And so it's important to plan for that. If you're coming down to Lake Powell and you're pulling out on one of those days, you know, set some time aside for that inspection process. Sometimes it can take up to an hour, maybe a little more to get through that. But it's really important that people go through that so that we can keep our other waters in Utah pristine, keep those fisheries healthy, and protect our water infrastructure that's so important to agriculture communities in Utah.
Again, our guest right now is Morgan Jacobson, the Conservation Outreach Manager with the DWR. On top of the notes that you have provided to me, there's also a section on here about Memorial Day and the conservation officers with the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources setting up a checkpoint just south of Hanksville. Go ahead and explain this bigger picture to us as far as the boating is concerned.
Sure. So on Memorial Day, we expected a large number of boaters to come out of Lake Powell. And now that these inspection rules, these laws have been in place in Utah for quite a while, our law enforcement section is starting to make sure that people are following those rules. It's no longer just an educational outreach thing. We are enforcing those rules. And of all the boaters that came through this check station just south of Hanksville on Memorial Day, they checked 247 boats, and 58 of those were actually non-compliant that day. They either didn't have the paperwork or they didn't have the seal on their boat, which indicated that that they had not been through that inspection station down in Bullfrog. And so many of those people received tickets and fees because we really, all it takes is one boater, one sample of water that's infected with these mussels to transmit it to another body of water and to, you know, start this process again somewhere else. So we're really asking boaters to be wise, to be cautious, clean, drain, and dry your boat wherever possible, and we'll keep our waters clean here in Utah.
Now, we've talked a lot about Lake Powell. We haven't really talked about Deer Creek. As far as the quagga mussels go, in regards to Deer Creek, what does the discovery look like there, and is it similar to what we have happening right now in Lake Powell?
Yeah, it's a great question, Jordan. So 3 years ago in 2014, we had some of our aquatics biologists sampled the water at Deer Creek Reservoir. They did find juvenile quagga mussels in that water, but those have not been detected since that time. We're still trying to be extra careful there in case they still are there. But this fall, if quagga mussels still haven't been detected at Deer Creek Reservoir, these inspection regulations that apply there will be lifted. And that water bottle will be open. But for this summer, those same inspection regulations that apply at Lake Powell also apply at Deer Creek Reservoir if you plan on boating there.
If you need more information on this particular topic, Morgan, where's the best possible place to go to find all the ins and outs?
So the best place to go for this topic is called stdofthesea.com. You can also find more information at wildlife.utah.gov.
Morgan, I always look forward to you stopping by and talking a little bit about what's happening in regards to DWR. Is there anything we missed today?
I think we've covered it, Jordan. Thank you.
Absolutely. It's always fun, and I know we'll talk again in a couple of weeks.
Sounds good. We'll see you.
All right. For more information on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, make sure you visit CastleCountryRadio.com.